Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples, make more happen.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
John Kasich scored a big win. More from senior correspondent Jason Wirt.
John Kasich called his shot, and the voters in his home state came through as the Ohio governor won his state's Republican primary Tuesday night. Kasich gushed over his state's citizens.
To have people believe in you and to believe that you can bring people together and strengthen our country. I have to thank the people of the great state of Ohio. I love you.
Kasich said he's in it until the Republican convention, which is being held in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm Jason Wirt.
Exit polls in yesterday's primary elections reveal a dissatisfied and angry electorate concerned about the economy. CNN found that both Democrats and Republicans who voted in 5 state primaries said they're concerned about the economy and access to jobs. A lot of Republicans say they feel betrayed by their party, but only about a third say they're angry with the federal government. In all 5 states, many more GOP voters said they're dissatisfied compared to those who said they're angry. This is USA Radio News.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
The military says that elements of remains have been recovered from a Marine helicopter crash, USA Radio's John DeMaster reports.
Efforts to recover the wreckage of 2 Marine choppers that collided off Oahu's North Shore in January have been on hold because of recent ocean swells, but authorities say the work is expected to resume today. A military statement issued yesterday did not elaborate on the details of the elements that have been found out of respect for the families. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
Thousands of Newark students are being tested for possible lead poisoning starting tomorrow.
Newark is providing bottled water at 30 schools where elevated lead levels have been found. The state controls the schools, and Mayor Ross Baraka says we can't be doing that forever.
The state needs to deal with the old infrastructure in these communities and begin to provide dollars to help us repair some of these old pipings and infrastructure.
Meanwhile, the mayor was asked how far back this goes.
This is the first year that we found out in City Hall that there was actually a problem with lead in the schools.
Younger students will be tested first for possible lead poisoning. The mayor says the city will test any child, though, whose parents want it. I'm Scott Pringle in Newark.
President Obama is picking Kansas as the winner of his NCAA tournament bracket. The president revealed his bracket on ESPN Today, as he does each year. The commander-in-chief selected Kansas, North Carolina, Michigan State, and Texas A&M as his final 4 teams. For breaking news, we're at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Welcome back to Talented People. This is the second hour on March 16th. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Hope you're having a great day, and thank you so much for listening in. I want to give you a quick update on the forecast if you happen to be in the Hunterdon, New Jersey area, where we're streaming live across the nation from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station. This afternoon, scattered showers, then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 5 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 64. Scattered showers tonight, mainly before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low about 46. Thursday, a slight chance of showers, then chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 in the afternoon, partly sunny with a high of 64. Thursday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms again before 8 p.m., then a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low about 38. Friday, chance of showers continuing and partly sunny, though, with a high of 53. Partly cloudy Friday night with a low about 28. Sunny all day on Saturday with a high of 47 and mostly clear on Saturday night with a low about 30. Chance of rain on Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 47. So I'm going to introduce our guest real quick. Stay with us. I'm going to a quick break, but we're going to have the deputy director of Norwest CAP, and this is of Hunterdon County, New Jersey. She's going to talk about some of the services that they offer that are invaluable if you're listening out there. So stay with me. We'll be back in about 35 seconds.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Okay, welcome back to our show. Thanks so much for listening in. It's already about 4:07 on the 16th of March. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and I'm so happy today to have a call-in guest here from Hunterdon County. 50 years they have been operating here, a nonprofit so important and such a service to the community. It's called Norwest CAP, and Georgine Trinkle is the deputy director, and she's calling in on the line. She's here right now. Are you there, Georgine?
I am, Jeannie. Thank you so much for allowing me to be a guest on your show for this hour today. We're after the Ides of March, so we're definitely heading towards spring.
Yep.
I enjoyed listening to the forecast, although I think I might have to challenge the rain later today because the sun has finally come out and it's absolutely beautiful out here. I'm in Phillipsburg, which is the main headquarters, the administrative offices for Norwest CAP. As you mentioned, we do have services in Hunterdon County. We actually serve 7 counties in New Jersey, the northwest part of our name there for the Norwest CAP. And we have, you're absolutely right, we've been providing services for 50 years in the community.
Can you tell us a little bit of how you all got started? Give us a little of that history. 50 years is an amazing, you know, an accomplishment for a nonprofit, and it's because of your services. But how did you guys get started?
It is a great story. I actually have to throw some history off in there. And you probably know that I host a show every Monday from 4 to 5 called Hot in Hunterdon.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to cover hot or relevant topics every week. And not too long ago, it was actually the anniversary of the signing of what Lyndon B. Johnson started with the War on Poverty. He was out in the Rose Garden, and he gave a speech about how the government had to actually have a very strong words, but a war on poverty. And this was his platform for reelection. This was his connectivity to the community. And what he did was establish programs like Norwest CAP, community service block grant funded programs, that go back 50 years, and the main point about the war on poverty is that things haven't really changed that much. So when the signing was the 50th year anniversary, I actually read Lyndon B. Johnson's speech that he gave out in the Rose Garden and reminded people that we're not so different. Poverty, unfortunately, has increased. We haven't ended poverty the way we thought. We haven't been able to solve the fact that there are people here in New Jersey and in Hunterdon County that still can't afford food, that are homeless, that are chronically homeless, that we don't have a shelter for them, that children still need some of the programs that were started 50 years ago. Another program besides the CSBG programs that were started on the War on Poverty with the Economic Opportunity Act was actually legal services.
Really?
So, yeah, they share our history, Jeannie, 50 years of serving the community and federally qualified health care centers. I don't know if you've ever had anyone from Sioux Falls Health Center on your show. They're one of the federally qualified health care centers in the area that serve uninsured and underinsured as well as insured people. But Eva could give you that history as well, the CEO of Sioux Falls Health Center. And they're going to be on my show next Monday talking about serving the community.
Oh, wow. That sounds very interesting. That's next week, you said?
Yes.
Okay, just for everybody out there, again, it's a Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Is that right?
You got it, Jeannie. That's why you're a marketing expert. You pay attention to small details.
We just remember, we remind, and that's kind of what works. But no, it is important. Everybody out there should know who we're talking to. We're talking to the deputy director of NorWestCAP, and her name is Georgine Trinkle, here in the New Jersey area. And she was talking about the history of NorWestCAP, 50 years celebrating service to the community. You were talking, did you want to add a little bit about the poverty in some of the greatest of unmet needs in New Jersey? I know you touched on it, but I was just wondering if you wanted to add anything to that.
Absolutely. And my history with NorWestCAP, it's actually a funny story to tell about that that's related to Hunterdon. I started as a part-time case manager quite some time ago. We're going to just leave it at that, Jeannie. And we had this office at the Old Egg Auction Building.
Yes.
I don't know if any of your listeners ever get to the Flemington area and that building is open. They have to come in and tour the Old Egg Auction Building.
It's beautiful.
It really is. And I started my career at NorWestCAP there. And then we did such a good job. It was back when there was, you know, in social service, everything is an acronym. I call it the alphabet soup. They make it so confusing, and the acronyms never make sense. They're never like, you know, the LEADER program, which is one of my acronyms. Always like DCP&P, the Division of Protection and Permanency for Children, which replaced the DIFAS. So they don't roll off your tongue. But anyway, back when welfare was AFDC, what's now TANF, we were able to provide educational grants and intense case management with individuals. And we did such a good job, we basically put ourselves out of business because we were able to really go through the list of people who had been waiting for opportunities to improve themselves. And that is most of who we serve, people who are self-sufficient and maybe need a little extra training or education or certification, and they're able to work, and at least in areas of food and shelter are able to meet the most essential and basic needs with the training. So we went out of business. I ended up staying with NorWestCAP. I took another job as the director of First Call for Help in Warren County, and then I've had a series of jobs through the agency. But through my time here, what I've been able to establish is that the needs rise. Everything is based on the economy. When we look around and we know in New Jersey we have the highest foreclosure rates in the nation.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I did not know that. How depressing.
Well, it's just take a ride around any neighborhood.
I know. I see it. I just didn't realize that was a fact.
Yeah, the highest in the nation. And we also have the highest housing costs.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is Hunterdon, Somerset, and Morris County are often the highest median income in the country.
Oh, my goodness. That's really interesting. I'm learning as we go here. Please share more.
Absolutely. One of the things with food, are the number of children that are in poverty, and those numbers have increased. And Legal Services did a report that they release every year, and the benchmarks of poverty. And in that report, they estimate that a third of the children in New Jersey do not have enough food to eat. And that's one of the frustrating things with New Jersey. And I know you're probably getting ready for a commercial break in a moment, but I'll just throw out this one term. Instead of calling it what it is, which is hunger, the government likes to come up with food scarcity, you know, these buzzwords for funding. What it means is people don't have enough food to eat. It means people are relying on food pantries, and you have an excellent one in Hunterdon County, the Flemington Food Pantry. They're relying on those to supplement their food because they're not able to purchase enough groceries. We know that the participation, for another acronym that changed its name, what most of your listeners probably would know as food stamps, but actually is now called the SNAP program, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. We know that the SNAP numbers are down, that the eligible individuals for food stamps are not applying or being recertified. A lot of bureaucracy and paperwork, and unfortunately, they are working and often not able to get their recertification completed. So we know that those numbers are down, and we know it's not based on the needs. And then we have programs like the Summer Feeding Program, and I have to give a shout-out to Norwest CAB because we have a food bank, which is different than a food pantry. I'm not sure if you know the distinction or not, Jeannie.
No, I don't. I'm learning, like I said, as we go.
So a food bank is what we have here at Norwest CAB, and we are basically the supplier of food to nonprofit feeding charities. And we have over 100 food pantries and feeding organizations that are in our network that we're able to distribute food for. And we distributed, I want to say, I should just grab my numbers here from Helene, but it's very close to $2 million of food, that we're able to distribute to these over 100 nonprofit feeding charities. And then the food pantry distributes the food to the individual. So it's always a common misconception at Norwest CAB. Everyone wants to know if they could go to the food bank if they need food. And they can't, but they can go to one of the food pantries where we supply food to. And that is how individuals can get food. So it's our food bank is one of our most recognized programs because not only do we have the food bank distributing to these nonprofit feeding charities, but we also have a thrift store. Are you a thrift store shopper?
Totally.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're down on North Broad Street.
Really?
And yes. And just to give you the exact number of pounds, we distributed 2.5 million pounds of food to over the 100 agencies that I mentioned. It's actually 112 agencies. And we were able to save those nonprofit feeding charities almost $4 million in food costs. That's what it would have cost them to purchase the food we were able to supply.
Where do you guys get the food? And I know we have to go to our break real quick after that.
Okay, we get the food from surplus food. We get the food from USDA. We get the food from donations. We purchase food.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have other sources where we're able to work with corporations that have excessive items and are able to distribute them over to us at our food bank, which is located on North Broad Street in Phillipsburg. And that's where our thrift store is. And I hope you come down because we have a phenomenal selection of things. And we use that money to offset our operating costs to keep the cost down for those nonprofit feeding charities that we talked about.
Are those items that you sell at the thrift shop donated to as well?
Absolutely, absolutely. So if you have some handbags that you want to recycle, you can donate them to our thrift store, and we will sell them, and we'll use that profit to offset our operating costs.
Well, 'tis the season for spring cleaning, so I want everybody out there listening to know where to go when you want to get rid of your stuff, and you're actually doing a favor to those in need. So
absolutely. This is Jean. Double feel good.
Yeah, absolutely. Including feeling good with the weather, you could actually feel good about doing something right and good for someone else. Deputy Director Georgine Trinkle here on the line here at Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy going to our break, which we're running a little behind on. It's 4:19 in the afternoon. Stay with us.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. It's already, 4:21 in the afternoon on Wednesday. Hope you're enjoying your day, and thanks for listening in. As you may know, my caller today and guest calling in is the Deputy Director of Northwest CAP, and her name is Georgine Trinkle. Georgine, did you want to add a little more about what you guys do over there and letting people know about the, you know, pretty much the challenges of nonprofits in New Jersey? Because that just sounds like a real, real uphill battle that you guys, we have going on, all of us, right?
Absolutely. First of all, if anyone wants some very detailed information on our website, I would invite you to check it out, www.norwestcap.org. Or if you have a specific question about poverty or the services we provide, you can shoot me an email at 411@norwestcap.org. That's N-O-R-W-E-S-C-A-P.org. And I'll be able to answer that quickly. We are an agency that's a nonprofit agency. I shared a little bit, Jeannie, about the roots of Northwest CAP because it's so important. Mm-hmm. And what sets us apart from other nonprofits is that one-third of our board is low-income.
Wow.
So, yes, and that is so critical, and that differentiates us from other nonprofit organizations because what we know is that we need people who use our service to make decisions about our services. So that's why our board is structured. It's called a tripartite board. The governance is a little bit different than other nonprofits, but I know that my ideas are not always the ideas that need to be utilized to change poverty because right now I'm not in poverty. I have experience with it. I study it, but I know to make an effective change, I need to make sure that the people who are using our services are the people that are designing, evaluating, and creating our services. So that makes us a little bit different. We're exciting in other ways as well. We focus on certain core areas, which means that we do many, many things to try to empower people and partner with people so that they don't have to receive cash assistance, so that they don't have to rely on a government subsidy to pay their rent. And some of our programs are project-based. We have programs in housing authorities. I'm not sure, Jeannie, if you or your listeners know what that means, but if you live in a housing authority, it means that your rent is subsidized. You pay 30% of rent of your total household's income. So it can fluctuate, but it allows you to have stable housing, and there's no time limit on that, but there's a lot of restrictions. So you may want to live in another neighborhood or area or a different state, and you may not have the skills to be able to afford the rent there. So we actually have some projects where we have social service coordinators that are in housing authorities that are working every day with seniors and low-income individuals, making sure they have a plan, making sure that they're able to formulate a future. When you live in poverty, it is incredibly difficult to think about the future because you're always in crisis. You're worried about paying the rent. You're worried about how you're going to get your kids to school or get them home from school, how you're going to get someone to take care of your children while you're at work, generally a second or third job, and often a second or third shift job, which, as you know, child care anywhere is a challenge, and certainly in our rural area can be super difficult. So, you know, we really try to look at those core areas. We look at housing. We look at career development and employment. We look at food with our food bank that I shared. We look at child enrichment services. We have a child and family resource services right on Park Ave. In my initial office, we actually have so many years later, after I was laid off, we didn't take the space. And then at one point, we ended up renting that same exact space again years later, and we still have that. Our CFRS office is in the Old Egg Auction Building. And they do training with providers. They do training with parents. They make sure that parents that can't afford child care have subsidized child care. And we also work in the field of health, which is a field that I have a strong affinity for education and prevention. And we have a WIC program. We have federal programs most people know about, which is our WIC program and our Head Start program. These are national programs that have been around for a long, long time. But we have new innovative programs as well. We have one of my favorite programs that's one that I do. I'm in the weeds in that one, and that's the Juvenile Detention Alternative Initiative, working with at-risk juveniles to make sure that they don't end up in the court system.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so that's every Saturday. We have literacy programs. We work with law enforcement to try to build safer and stronger communities and not displace crime, but actually solve community issues. We do a little bit of fundraising, but not a whole lot. But we do have an event coming up on June 5th in Sussex County, one of our core counties. We're honoring our longtime board member who is retiring at the end of the month. So, you know, 80% of our funding comes from the government, but we don't rely on the government to define our services.
Well, I like what you said about your board actually having those in poverty on the board, because, like you said, I mean, to me, anybody, we were just talking on the previous hour about services that almost any company needs or does, sometimes getting outside of their own is the best thing that they could have done. And to me, like you said, I mean, you study the services, and yet it's for the people who live them, they can say exactly what they need help with. And then you've got the ability to really help. So I think that is fascinating. And I'm going to go to our break so we get back, hear more about you and also about your Hot and Hunterdon show and about the leadership summit that's coming up for women by the Hunterdon Chamber. So it's already 4:28 on the 16th of March. Stay with us for the news and the weather.
USA Radio News with Melody Marquette.
The Federal Reserve is leaving its key interest rate unchanged. Policymakers wrapped up a two-day meeting in Washington, D.C. by leaving the door open for another rate hike later in the year. The Fed last raised its benchmark rate from near zero to a range of 0.25% to 0.5% in December. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says North Korea is holding a University of Virginia student.
The North Korean court convicted Otto Warmbier of hostile acts against the DPRK. Mr. Warmbier was reportedly sentenced to 15 years of hard labor.
Earnest is calling on North Korea to release the American student.
The allegations for which this individual was arrested and imprisoned would not give rise to arrest or imprisonment in the United States or in just about any other country in the world.
Earnest suggested the sentence is a sham. Warmbier said at a press conference last month that he committed the crime of taking down a political slogan poster from an international hotel. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples. Make more happen.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
John Kasich scored a big win. More from senior correspondent Jason Wirt.
John Kasich called his shot and the voters in his home state came through as the Ohio governor won his state's Republican primary Tuesday night. Kasich gushed over his state's citizens.
To have people believe in you and to believe that you can bring people together and strengthen our country. I have to thank the people of the great state of Ohio. I love you.
Kasich said he's in it until the Republican convention, which is being held in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm Jason Wirt.
Exit polls in yesterday's primary elections reveal a dissatisfied and angry electorate concerned about the economy. CNN found that both Democrats and Republicans who voted in 5 state primaries said they're concerned about the economy and access to jobs. A lot of Republicans say they feel betrayed by their party, but only about a third say they're angry with the federal government. In all 5 states, many more GOP voters said they're dissatisfied compared to those who said they're angry. This is USA Radio News.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
The military says that elements of remains have been recovered from a Marine helicopter crash, USA Radio's John DeMaster reports.
Efforts to recover the wreckage of 2 Marine choppers that collided off Oahu's North Shore in January have been on hold because of recent ocean swells, but authorities say the work is expected to resume today. A military statement issued yesterday did not elaborate on the details of the elements that have been found out of respect for the families. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
Thousands of Newark students are being tested for possible lead poisoning starting tomorrow.
Newark is providing bottled water at 30 schools where elevated lead levels have been found. The state controls the schools, and Mayor Ross Baraka says we can't be doing that forever.
The state needs to deal with the old infrastructure in these communities and begin to provide dollars to help us repair some of these old pipings and infrastructures.
Meanwhile, the mayor was asked how far back this goes.
This is the first year that we found out in City Hall that there was actually a problem with lead in the schools.
Younger students will be tested first for possible lead poisoning. The mayor says the city will test any child, though, whose parents want it. I'm Scott Pringle in Newark.
President Obama is picking Kansas as the winner of his NCAA tournament bracket. The president revealed his bracket on ESPN Today, as he does each year. The commander-in-chief selected Kansas, North Carolina, Michigan State, and Texas A&M as his final 4 teams. For breaking news, we're at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. Here, it's 4:30, already 4:33 in the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offices. I'm going to give you an update as to the weather forecast this afternoon. I agree with our guest, Georgine, that I don't think it's going to rain, but it says mostly cloudy with the high about 64 tonight. Scattered showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m. It's just beautiful out right now, though, with a low about 42. Thursday, isolated showers and scattered showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m., partly sunny with a high of 64. Thursday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms again before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low about 39. And then that continues, but partly sunny with a high of 53 on Friday. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of 27. Sunny all day on Saturday with a high of 44 and a low of 25. So Georgine is on the line, and she is the Deputy Director for Northwest CAP. Georgine, are you there?
I am.
Thanks for holding on through the break there. Why don't you tell us all a little bit about your radio show and a little bit more about Facebook and Hot and Hunterdon?
And I hope your listeners know Laura Cummins over at the Hunterdon Chamber office.
Yep.
So Laura's been on a mission to get me in a more public arena and to make sure that I go out in front a little bit. So the services you have with marketing and public relations. Laura also believes in those things and believes in creating a brand and in being able to show leadership in the community.
She's so awesome. I love her.
You do, right? Mm-hmm. You have to.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm her project. I'm basically her project. I'm usually so busy working over here that I barely get my head up. Lucky if we laugh, if we get a pee break around here, you know.
That's so funny.
It's a treat. We call it a treat when we go to the girls' room. I'm treating myself because we are literally, I can only speak for myself here, but I work all the time. I probably have a problem with how much I work. But there's so much that needs to be done. We were talking about some of the compelling reasons to be working all the time. It's because I see things getting worse for the individuals and the families that I work with. I see our government system breaking down more. And when you put me on commercial break, and I love listening to the news over at our internet streaming, whoever we use for the news, it's always right on. And I was listening about the story for the lead water in Newark and how the newspaper and the print media was able to uncover some information that this had been something that had been known. It was not something new that came out. It's a long issue with test results. And so I know that people that are in poverty, that are often disenfranchised, that are often more cynical because they've been burned and been beaten up a little bit by life, I know that they need services by NorwestCAP and other agencies like NorwestCAP because they won't trust the government, because they see those stories and other stories. They see things that we cover on Hot and Hunterdon. There's a water system up in Passaic County, and EPA didn't release the test results until the Bergen Record, Oprah, requested them. And then they did a community meeting. So I think that we get a little beat up by our trust. And when you need help the most, sometimes it's hardest to ask for help. And I think that a lot of our clients here, the 35,000 people that we serve at NorwestCAP, I think of them when, you know, I'm going to leave my office and I think I have to work a little bit harder and smarter for them. So I don't get out a lot. So Laura decided I was going to be her project, and I started last October with Hot and Hunterdon, which basically, Richard, did you work with Richard at all, Jeannie?
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and Richard has Jersey Talk mm-hmm. now, a different environment where he is producing radio shows and television shows. And he actually, I knew Richard back, Richard G., back when he was in Sargentsville on the radio, and he'd let me come on and
back WDBR.
You.
That's amazing.
Yeah, WDBR.
Mm-hmm.
I go back with Richard G. back to WDBR. So when he had an opening, he was looking for ideas, and I pitched the Hot and Hunterdon idea because I live in Hunterdon County, and I felt like we needed more information, that the 2 inches of print on stories just wasn't enough. We needed hot topics that go more in depth, that really investigate what is put out there. Most people today, unfortunately, they're only using print media. Oh, you did it already for me? They only use print media for confirmation of what they already believe in. So because of that, I think that people aren't always as educated as they could be about the issues, and we want to make some of these issues important. We were talking in broad sense about poverty, but when you don't see it, and in communities like Hunterdon, you don't always see poverty. You don't always see the foreclosure signs. It's a little bit different than the number of vacant or abandoned properties in a downtown area in an inner city. But there is poverty in Hunterdon, and Hot and Hunterdon is a way to highlight some of those issues and some of those struggles, and also just to broaden our ability to communicate about community issues and talk about politics. Talk about things that matter to other people. So it's been really interesting and fun to have Hot and Hunter in. I don't have a radio background. I don't have a communication background. I have a degree in sociology and a master's in business administration and nonprofit management. But as you could figure out after 40 minutes with me, Deanie, I like to talk.
I think you do. Great. I'm, like, so interested. A couple of the things I was wanting to ask you is, what can you give some of your favorite Hot 100 and type of topics that you've had on that, you know, shows you had already?
Oh, absolutely. Veterans. Recently, a childhood friend came on. He did a white pepper challenge to help injured Marines, injured Marine Fund. So he was a great topic. I had an author who just had a story in USA Today, Mike Daigle, who actually started out working for the Hunterdon Democrat, I think, or the Courier News in Flemington, and he now has published 2 books. So it's great to have local people who've just published, you know, a dream, has been able to achieve a lifetime goal. And a lot of times, like last Monday, I had a guest on to talk about a unique political issue of Title 5, which is a new way to look at restricting government power in the area of fiscal responsibility and some other key areas. So it's sometimes politics, it's sometimes nonprofits, fundraisings, or it may be a key issue like veterans. And certainly in Hunterdon County, that's important because we have Veteran Havens North, which many people don't even know is a place for homeless veterans where they're able to get some services and some wraparound care, and that's right in Glen Gardner on Sanatorium Road.
Really?
Yeah, residents of Hunterdon County don't even know it's there, don't know that veterans are more likely to be chronically unemployed, that they have higher rates of PTSD. The current veterans from the Gulf War and from being in Afghanistan, even though there's more services now, they're able to diagnose more veterans so that they're able to get more supportive services. And we have a major place right here in Hunterdon, and no one even knows about it.
Well, that's why you're on the air today talking. And I've learned so much about Norwest CAP, by the way, because, you know, I've seen the name. I know that you guys do so much, but I had no idea. You said you were serving 35,000. Is that in the state of New Jersey each year?
Yes, that's just in our 7-county service footprint. And when we say low income, and I know you probably have to take another break, so I'll just get this part out. That's 35,000 low income people. And we have to use the federal poverty guidelines, which in no way capture how many people are really in poverty.
It is interesting to me how many guests we've had on Talented People over the last couple of years and who've come into studio and had their board members. They sit on some nonprofits and they talk about the poverty and a lot of those homeless. And you know, it's a view, it's a lens. You know, people drive around and notice one thing or the other. I don't think people pay a lot of attention to it unless they have to sometimes. And that's why I'm glad to have you on today to share this information because it is so important. And I'd like you to again remind everybody, where is the thrift shop and the food pantry? I know that you said that people can actually donate there. And when's a good time? What's the hours or when's a good time to donate to those?
Monday through Thursday are the best times, 10 to 3. It's 201 North Broad Street in Flemington. The food bank is in Phillipsburg and does have some wonderful displays of china and household items, purses, handbags, those kind of things. They can, if you're interested in donating to the thrift store, you could call at 908-454-4322. Unfortunately, we can't pick up donations, but mm-hmm. we do gladly accept them. And we are open for a few hours on Saturday, so it's possible you could set up a Saturday donation drop-off as well. And that money is used to fund the operations of the food bank and to get food out to the nonprofit feeding charities.
It's great work. And thank you so much for doing so much of it. You were talking about working on Saturdays and working all the time, and I'm saluting to you. We're going to go to our break here. It's Talented People. It's already 444 on March 16th. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Okay, this is the final couple minutes here of Talented People. It's already 4:46 in the afternoon. We've got about 10 minutes left to talk to Georgine Trinkle, from Deputy Director of Norwest CAP. Georgine, what I wanted to ask you to share is a little information on your segment at the Women's Leadership Summit being brought by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce on April 19th at the Ryland Inn. Tell us a little bit about the event itself and about what you're going to be presenting.
Well, again, I have to go to Laura Cummins. Mm-hmm. She's trying to raise my profile a little bit more so that I can share some of the knowledge that I have about nonprofits and how to make a difference in the community. I guess as someone who organizes a lot of events for the Chamber, she sees that, just as you were alluding to earlier, Jeannie, is that a lot of people are so busy, just like me, working a lot of hours and focus in an area that if it's not something that you touch upon, poverty or being on a nonprofit board, you're missing an opportunity to give back. And you may want to be philanthropic, but you're not sure how to do that. So she asked me to put together a breakout session on sort of philanthropy on a budget, which is basically how can we serve our community? How can we be engaged in the community? What ways, with just a little bit of time or a little bit of talent or a little bit of money, can we make an impact in our community? So I'm going to be talking about that at the Ryland Inn, and I know the registration is out now, and there's obviously someone much better than I am. Wouldn't come to see me, but there is a keynote speaker, and there are some great breakout sessions. And it would be great if people who thought about joining a board or donating money, before you give any money, you have to come to my breakout session. When I see things like the charity Wounded Warriors recently that was in the news because 40% of the administrative costs going towards administrative costs and not direct services. So one thing I always stress if I'm teaching at Warren County Community College or I'm out speaking in the community, I've always stressed you have to look at a nonprofit's operating costs, and you never want to donate to an organization where more than 15% of their funding is going towards administrative costs. At Norwestcap, Jeannie, we're actually one-third of that.
I was going to ask, what is that, 5%?
Yeah, 5%, which is crazy, which is why we all have to work so much here. But for every dollar we don't put in administration, that's a dollar that's going out in the street for direct services to our clients. So we really hamper ourselves sometimes because we are so lean, our administrative staff. But we do it for a good reason and a noble reason, and that is because we know how much services are needed in the community. So by coming to my breakout session, at least you'll know if you want to donate any money or you want to invest some of your time with an organization, come and listen so that you have some objective ways to determine if it's an organization that fits your mission and values and if it's where you want to put your name. I know I was raised in a household where our name was our most valuable asset. That was, you always protect your most valuable asset, your name. So take it seriously and figure out ways we could do good together. There's a lot of opportunities, things you may not even have considered that could possibly change the way you look at your life and the lives of the people around you.
Can you give a couple examples since we have a couple minutes?
Sure, absolutely. One example may be serving on a nonprofit board. So there are boards and nonprofit organizations all through Hunterdon County and through New Jersey that rely on volunteers to meet their mission. And that may be governance. It may be serving in the capacity as a board member. It may be the street on the feet. I'm in a very lucky position where I am able to work with a lot of nonprofit organizations. And sometimes as part of a grant, I do free trainings to other nonprofit agencies, many times those that are at risk. And so I know how important having trained volunteers are to the success of a nonprofit. If we have board members that know what questions to ask and know what their responsibilities are before they join a board, the nonprofit organizations will be stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think if people understand what it's like to be a board member, and there's always fun things, too. If you're not a social person but you feel like your social network is lacking, doing volunteer work may be a way to be able to extend yourself a little bit with other people. There's community cleanups that happen right in your, probably in your own neighborhood or area, rivershed, watershed cleanups that go on. There are historic organizations, if you're a history buff, that do reenactments every weekend somewhere, teaching something, teaching a skill. There's a whole artistic community that is nonprofit that thrives on teaching individuals and children ways to be creative and how to express themselves with different avenues. And those are the things that sometimes we miss working full-time, or if you have children, you're involved in those areas. And what we need to do is see where our fabric is now and where we want it to go in the future and make sure that we're supporting those viable options.
Absolutely. I do want everybody to know that what we're talking about is just part of the segment with Georgine Tringle, is that she is going to be presenting Philanthropy on a Budget, and that is going to be at the Women's Leadership Summit on April 19th at the Ryland Inn, and it's brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and you can go to their Facebook page to sign up. You know, it's not to be missed. When we were talking before about some of the different presenters, we are actually going to be featuring most of the leaders and breakout sessions, and including the president of NJBIA, one of my favorite people. Her name is Michelle Sikirka. She's the president and CEO of New Jersey Business Industry Association. She's going to be the Leadership Summit keynote, actually, on April 19th. So throughout the next, 8 weeks or so, every interview that Talented People has is going to be just a little bit more information on what's going on, including what we just talked about, Philanthropy on a Budget, which I think is so important because I do think that people, they tend to believe that they either have to have $1 million. They don't think about other ways that they can actually participate in being a philanthropist other than just giving their money away. And I think it's so interesting. Even when we've talked over the years, Georgina, we've had a lot of wealth management people on the shows. And, you know, there's just things you can do, like you said, with money, but that doesn't even have to be. You can just volunteer to work somewhere. You can, you know, donate your clothing. You could help clean up, you know. So I just want you to know that really on behalf of all of our listeners here, thank you so much for what you're doing. Where do you think you're going to be going from here?
Well, I hope that we could solve some of our community issues. I really do. Hunterdon has so many resources, and I think that if we really all start working together to collaborate, let's try to end homelessness in our county or in our area. Let's all work together to try to raise these topics. Let's talk about them. Let's make people accountable in our government and our funders. Let's make sure that we're all working together. And I sure would appreciate, Jeannie, if people could go like my Hot and Hunterdon page, because I'm always working. I don't have any friends.
So. Yeah, that's a good idea. Ask
really
for the order. I love it.
I likes over there.
Yeah, that's good.
But okay. The future is, it's as strong as we make it when we work together. I think that there's almost like a depression people have today when they think about the future, because we've seen such challenging times with hunger. We've seen such challenging times with unemployment, with housing, and we haven't seen a lot of solutions. So I think that our future lies in prevention and education and making sure that the services that we need for the people that live in our community are available and accessible.
Couldn't agree with you more, and thank you so much for sharing all that information with us today. And we look forward to seeing you on the 19th of April and in between on your show, Hot and Hunterdon. People can listen in on Mondays at 4 o'clock here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. So, Georgine, thank you again, really, for everything that you're doing, and you know, all the best to the group and to everyone who's working there.
Thank you so much, Jeannie, and I look forward to seeing you at the conference.
Yep.
Excellent, excellent. Thanks again for having me as a guest to talk about the summit and also about NorwestCAP.
Our pleasure, and we're grateful to you for being part of that. So have a good afternoon. I'm going to say goodbye to everybody. We're running late here, 4:57 already on Talented People. And again, we're going to be doing a series of focusing on the leaders, these women who are doing amazing things and who are going to be at the Leadership Summit on April 19th. So until next week, thanks for listening. Have a great week, and thank you, Georgine, again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
We continue to expect moderate economic growth, further labor market improvement, and a return of inflation to our 2% objective in 2 to 3 years.
The Federal Reserve is leaving its key interest rate unchanged.
The Federal Open Market Committee decided to maintain the target range for the federal funds rate at 0.25% to 0.5%.
Fed Chair Janet Yellen said the decision was made after an assessment of the economic outlook. She told a news briefing that moderate economic growth should continue in coming months. Yellen said global developments still pose risks to the U.S. economy. The Fed last raised its benchmark rate from near zero to a range of 0.25% to 0.5% in December. The Pentagon is restricting the travel of military members to West Africa. The move comes after gunmen linked to Al-Qaeda killed 18 people at a beachside resort in Ivory Coast. This is USA Radio News.
Tales of American Political History with Clinton Porter Hackney.
I've done at least 3 stories here about the White House. One on the development of the Oval Office. The one about its complete rehab in the Truman administration. And then there was the White House Christmas tree story. But the Executive Mansion has such a long and rich history, you just can't get enough of it. This is the story of its very beginning and the early days of actually building it at the end of the 18th century. After you read enough about selecting the site, the architects and their designs, and the men who toiled to build the original structure, you come away knowing one thing for certain. Call it the Executive Mansion, call it the White House, call it 1600 Pennsylvania, or whatever you please. But study its early days, and you will know, without a doubt, that this is George Washington's house. Join us again next time for the beginning. This is Clinton Porter Hackney at cphackney.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want?